This robot called Sprocket roamed around the exhibit hall entertaining visitors and directing them to some of the more serious presentations. Like this sphere in which someone equipped with a headset can move around in a virtual Afghanistan. Paul Monday is a Lockheed Martin engineer who helps develop such systems.
When you turn your head, the view updates as soon as you turn your head. You know, so it's a smooth view, and so it feels like you are looking at that simulated world, Afghanistan.
Monday says the military can use this for medical testing to identify physical problems before a soldier is deployed to the much rougher, real terrain. For 26-year-old Chris Spence, who grew up playing video games, these systems are a delight.
Of course, there's work involved, but a platform like this makes it a lot of fun.
The Lockheed Martin system demonstrator says this program is adaptable to all kinds of training situations.
So this display is showing a ground vehicle, but the capability of the software allows us to go really anywhere, really train in a multitude of different domains.
But these virtual reality systems go beyond training. Pascal Rondeau of Lockheed Martin's Human Immersive Lab explains.
So you see behind me you have Jason Bardo, who is driving an avatar in the virtual world. He's performing a test to validate a maintenance of the aircraft.
She says this system helps engineers check for flaws in design before an aircraft is built.
We are reducing the overall cost of our product by making sure we are doing things right at the beginning, before we start cutting any metal.
Not everything on display was virtual. This exoskeleton, called Hulk, allows a person to carry more than 100 kilograms with ease. Former astronaut Rick Heeb, who is now a Lockheed Martin vice president, explains how it works.
It's an exoskeleton powered. He's got a battery system in the back, motors and hydraulics, and it actually senses his motions and then tries to sort of predict and help.
NASA's ambitious plans for the coming decades include the use of big rockets to fly astronauts to an asteroid, something Nextech participants were able to simulate in this mock spacecraft cockpit.
At the time.
But Rick Heeb says NASA also needs a lot of other technology applications, and adapting some that have already been used by the military or private sector makes sense.
As we look at the future, we're looking at a lot of smaller high technology development activities, and the focus is how do we use this technology to accomplish NASA's mission more cheaply, faster in the future.
And Heeb says the reality of shrinking federal budgets makes the search for cost efficiency even more urgent. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.